The music that makes you feel good. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Hopefully we're making you feel good this morning. It's all thanks to somebody who makes us feel good, North Jacqueline Mercedes-Benz, the AMG Roadshow, on now, today's top 23.
This will make you feel good. We've been inundated with people inboxing us on Facebook and messages and everything else saying, hey, have you heard about this guy who's got a sunflower farm out at Marion?
I have seen it, but I didn't know Simon, the farmer, until we tracked him down this morning.
Yeah, well, he's on the phone at the moment. Now, Simon, you're in the tractor. Are you around the sunflower patch right now?
I'm in the tractor, yeah, just not in the sunflower paddock.
Oh, I guess. Why do sunflowers? Is that like the next big crop, is it?
I don't know about the next big crop, but yeah, they're pretty nice to look at least.
So what do you get? Like, do you sell the seeds or something?
Oh, yeah, I do a bit with them, sell the seeds, and it forms part of a multi-species cover crop where the cows graze. So that's where we will be on Sunday. It's actually a multi-species cover crop, and the sunflowers are just part of that crop.
Someone said to me many years ago that to make sunflowers grow, you have to sing to them. Now, I'm going to ask you the question, do you?
If that was the case, my sunflowers would look bloody terrible.
And is it true? Can you tell me, is it true when do the sunflowers follow the sun?
They do before they open. So while they're still a bud, they'll follow the sun. You know, they'll face that northeast at this time of the year in the morning, and they'll be facing northwest in the evening. But once they have opened, they're set in that position. So most of them will open facing that northeastern direction, the morning sun, but there's some that open in the late afternoon.
Oh, that is awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I wonder why there's so much of an attraction for a sunflower field.
I guess it's just pretty eye-catching.
So, but you're opening this up for people to check out the field on the weekend, right? On Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday, from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, that is brilliant. Take the kids. They can get lost in there because they grow quite high, don't they?
They do. There's some in there that are taller than me.
And how tall are you?
Just a bit over 6 foot.
Jesus.
That's a big flower. How do you carry that in your mouth? You know how they do the stem in the mouth and you're trying to be romantic to someone? So whereabouts can we find the location to see the sunflowers?
Yeah, it's down Newman's Road, so there's no need for a rural number because the patch is right next to the road. So you come down Newman's Road, like you're heading to the Mackay Water Ski Club, and you won't be able to miss it. It'll be on your right-hand side.
That is brilliant.
We're going to pop down there, because there'd be plenty of people trying to get that famous Instagram photo with all of those sunflowers in the background.
Well, there'll be heaps of them.
Yeah. All right, mate. Well, good luck in your tractor this morning, and you go back to singing to your sunflowers.
No, I'd kill them.
Simon, thanks for joining us this morning, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries. See ya.
See you, mate. Bye. There you go, Simon there. Sunflower farmer.
Who would have thought you'd find that in Mackay?
Oh my God. The people we meet on this breakfast show.
I know, right? Good on you, Simon. You're a champion.
Today's top around 23 degrees. Jane Day for breakfast here on Triple M.